The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. This is News on the Dot. Today is Tuesday, March 1st, 2022. President Miguel Díaz-Canel ratified Cuba's commitment to confront all forms of exclusion on the occasion of the International Day for Zero Discrimination. Cuba declares the political will of the government to fight any discriminatory expression because they are all harmful to human dignity, said the president in a message on Twitter. The United Nations General Assembly proclaimed March 1st as Zero Discrimination Day with the purpose of promoting actions that guarantee the right of every person to live a full life with dignity. The Cuban 2019 Constitution recognizes the equality of all citizens and the prohibition of discrimination. Cuba's development of five COVID-19 vaccines is good news for people in poor countries who are waiting to be immunized, the NBC News Network reported. In its report, the network explained the reasons that led a small island, punished by a blockade imposed for decades by the United States, to hold the lead in the list of the best vaccinated nations in the world, ahead of even developed countries in Europe and North America. 93% of Cuban citizens have received at least one dose of one of the vaccines, while this was the first nation to be ready to protect children over 2 years of age, it acknowledged. The news network also illustrated how Cuba invested in biotechnology in the 1990s under the aegis of President Fidel Castro, was concerned about public health infrastructure, and implemented the National Immunization Program, thanks to which many diseases were eliminated. The network highlighted the technological platform used to make Cuban vaccines, which, unlike Pfizer and Moderna, do not require special refrigeration. Representatives of a left-wing organization and solidarity movement with Cuba in the United Kingdom praised the Caribbean island as an example of sovereignty and internationalism for the world progressive movement. At a time when we are seeing a rise of the extreme right and neoliberalism, the example of Cuba is more necessary than ever, said Roger McKenzie, president of the British human rights organization Liberation, in a virtual event organized by the publication Labor Outlook. According to the activist, the socialist model being built in Cuba, despite threats and the unilateral blockade of the United States, constitutes a spark of hope for those in the world who believe that a better world is possible. Cuba gives us the certainty that if we are united and organized beyond any internal disagreement, we will have the opportunity to achieve change, McKenzie asserted. And in the international agenda, we have that. The Secretary General of the Caribbean Community, Carla Barnett, received representatives of signatory states who will participate in the conclave of the regional organization scheduled for today and Wednesday in Belize. The meeting of CARICOM heads of government will deal with the economic recovery of the area after the COVID-19 pandemic and progress in the implementation of the single market and economy of that organization. The political situation in Haiti, a member of the bloc, will also be examined, as well as the socioeconomic and security challenges of that country and of the region in general. Likewise, the agri-food systems agenda will be analyzed with recommendations for nutritional security. According to institutional information, after this meeting, the Caribbean heads of government will participate in the fourth joint summit between the Central American Integration System and CARICOM. Meanwhile, Luis Ignacio Lula da Silva denounced in an interview with La Jornada Brazil is being destroyed by the government of Jair Bolsonaro. The people are impoverished and there are 116 million people in food insecurity. The Brazilian political leader has been visiting Mexico since yesterday and will meet tomorrow at the National Palace with President Andrés Manuel López Obrador. Responding to a newspaper questionnaire, Lula assured that Brazil has returned to the hunger map. "We have a government that does not really govern, that focuses on lies and respects absolutely nothing, neither the indigenous, black, women, and treats the governors and mayors as enemies." And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.